My memoir, to be. It's far too early for me to write a memoir, but, barring a premature death, I most likely will. I think it's without arrogance or ego when I say that I've experienced enough interesting, scary, unique, thrilling, and heartbreaking events to warrant my writing them down and you reading them. So for now, I offer this sneak peek at some of the episodes, all true, that will probably be featured in my memoir covering at least the first 40 years. Losing my virginity to a black prostitute in a stairwell on 46th and 9th Avenue in Times Square when I was 18. Eating nothing but candy, Boston baked beans to be exact, those little like sugary nugget things, and chocolate powder mixed with water with my fantastically lazy and supremely irresponsible piece of useless shit of a dad in a tiny motel room slash apartment in Scottsdale, Arizona, where I lived with him the summer I was 15. Needless to say, he never once found a job while I lived with him. Fleeing the aforementioned motel room apartment my dad and I were staying in to skip out on several months' worth of rent that my dad got away with not paying because he was fucking the alcoholic wife of the owner, and this was just after hawking all my stuff, which barely amounted to anything. Arriving back at Roswell, Georgia, in a drive-away truck with literally one nickel left. True. One nickel. Angrily, pathetically jerking off into a hole on a golf course near my apartment when I was 16. Tripping on acid with two Turkish kids who were into trance music in the middle of nowhere in the middle of Turkey. Getting paranoid and ending up the next morning on a small boat that was like a touristy thing that I wound up being on for the next 4 days with a bunch of Australian kids. Being insulted by Elvis Costello backstage at a Clash concert in New York City that I miraculously got a backstage pass to while drunk off my ass on gin when I was 18. Long story there, I'll get into it later. One night, going to the Majestic in Atlanta, this kind of late night, crazy diner, lot of trannies and a whole mix of people, for some late night drunken eats by myself. And since the place was packed and there was one table open, I asked the girl ahead of me if I could sit with her at her table. She said, and I quote, "Okay, as long as you don't talk to me." All right, fair enough, I told her and took a seat across from her. 20 minutes later, we're making out in the parking lot. I found that she was a school teacher who didn't own a TV. Forgot her name. It's a good story, though. I got more like that. They're fun. Having a car screech up to me and my friend Mark while standing at the end of a gravel road in the woods in North Georgia, where they shot Deliverance, and the driver getting out, cocking a shotgun, and putting it to my chest saying, "What the hell y'all want?" Shitting my pants while talking to Tenacious D 5 minutes before we were supposed to start a show that I was hosting back in the old Diamond Club alternative comedy days. And I mean literally shitting my pants, not figuratively. I knew them already. Oh, there's so many stories. So many stories. Anyway, all this and so much more coming to a mom and pop Barnes & Noble near you soon. I'm just giving you a little teaser there. That's all. Let's move on. Let's get to the juice.